Welcome back. You're listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM, The Cube, and this show is called The Townships at 12, if you're just joining us. In this segment today, I'll be talking with Claude Cheryl. Claude is the president of the Borough of Lennoxville, and today we'll be talking about Friendship Day 2024. But first of all, we hear the song called Most Wanted by Beyoncé and Miley Cyrus, and it's off Beyoncé's latest album called Cowboy Carter. We'll hear the interview with Claude right after the song, so please stay tuned.
Jumping the gun, but we're both still young. One day we won't be.
Didn't know what I want till I saw your face. Say goodbye to the old me.
Came out of nowhere, didn't give no warning.
Pedal so heavy like a two most wanted. And I don't know what you're doing tonight, but I'll be your shotgun rider till the day I die. Smoke out the window, flying down the 405. I'll be your backseat baby, driving you crazy anytime you like. Whoa, I'll be your shotgun rider till the day I die. Till the day I die.
Making waves in the wind with my empty hand, my other hand on you.
Been a while since I haven't tried to pull away, but it's time for something new.
Came out of nowhere, didn't give no warning. Pedal so heavy like the two most wanted. And what you're doing tonight, but I'll be your shotgun rider till the day I die. Smoke out the window, flying down the 405. Yeah, I'll be your backseat baby, driving you crazy anytime you like. Whoa, I'll be your shotgun rider till the day I die.
Till the day I die.
I know we're jumping the gun and we're both still young, but one day we won't be.
I'll go wherever you take me, seems kinda crazy. Day I die. We're getting high till we don't realize time is passing by. Yeah, I'll be your backseat baby, I'm driving you crazy anytime you like. Oh, oh, I'll be your shotgun rider till the day I die. Day I die.
Today we welcome Claude Cheryl to the Townships at 12. Claude is the president of the Borough of Lennoxville, so we're very happy to have you with us today, Claude.
Yeah.
How long have you been the president of the Borough of Lennoxville?
Well, it's my second mandate, so that's going to be 6 or 7 years now.
Okay. Doing a great
job. You get the gray stuff coming out.
Okay. Today we're going to talk about Friendship Day 2024. So when is Friendship Day this year, Claude?
It's the 8th of June. You know, people have been asking me for the parade and stuff like that. But see, the parade takes a lot of energy. It's all a big, big deal. And the thing is that the MTMD, which was the MTQ, the Ministry of Transport there, it takes a couple of months before you get that ready, just that part ready. So that's one of the problems with getting a parade going. So
okay, so
we have to do without a parade again this year.
Can you give us a bit of history about Friendship Day? How long has it been going?
Wow, it's going on 35 years, if I remember right. So it's been there for quite a while. And you know the origin, eh? Because we used to get financing for the 1st of July, Fête Canada, Canada Day. And then we used to get financing also for La Saint-Jean-Baptiste. Eh? So in Lennoxville, I remember the council in those days, they decided not to do one or the other. They decided to say, okay, we'll go for Friendship Day instead, you know, to really get the community together. So,
okay.
Have you ever heard that story?
Yeah, I think it was originally Muriel Brand, I believe, started it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's been going ever since, I guess, with the exception of a couple of COVID years. Is that correct?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we have to suffer that.
Okay. So what's in store for Friendship Day 2024? Tell us all about it.
Well, if we compare it to 2023, which is, I think, was a big success, I mean, the committee, because it's a non-profit organization now, it's a committee that we give money to and they organize it all. So, and all the city really does is support them, you know, we take care of the security, police, you know, and all the logistics, you know, the fencing or whatever you need, the tents and stuff like that. So the committee is really very important to this event. And the thing is with the committee is that they need volunteers, but not just a day volunteer. You know, if like the perfect example is for the parade, we need somebody to start work that 6 months in advance, but to get it ready. So that's the type of volunteer we'd be looking at, and of course other volunteers too there. But that's mainly what we want to start fulfilling the positions that are important in the committee there.
Okay, so mostly volunteers right now on the committees to get things going, is that correct? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
lots of committees.
Things we're working on, yeah.
Okay, about how many committees and how many volunteers would you need?
Well, it's not as many committees as volunteers that can make the phone calls and make the arrangements and for prep. It's all prep, eh? Mm-hmm. And it's the same thing as we get a lot of names for volunteers that want to volunteer for that day, but you need one person to manage all these volunteers. So these are positions of importance, and that's what we're trying to fulfill now.
Okay. So for these type of volunteers, what would the criteria be?
Oh, if they have experience, there's not that many criteria, but if they have experience in that field or in the field of events, I mean, that would help for sure. But it's not an obligation. I mean, if you can take a phone and call and fill up paperwork and do stuff like that, I mean, you should be able to get in.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I would imagine you would prefer volunteers who are bilingual too.
Well, I think it's easier. It's not essential, but it's easier, yes. Because mm-hmm. pretty well everybody's bilingual, so I think we could manage if it's unilingual too. So.
Okay, that's great. Is the Friendship Day happening on the grounds of the St. Antoine School and around that area?
Yeah, it should be. Yeah, should be around there too. I remember they had last year. They had these really nice games for kids. Eh? They were lineups, and I mean, it's still really appreciated though what they do. Eh? So I think, I mean, the feedback we got was very positive. Of course, people want the parade, but, I mean, it's all the logistics behind it that creates this situation there.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe next year for the parade.
Exactly, yes. That's what I'm hoping for, is get a few people together to be able to work on that particular project.
Okay, so there's going to be artisans and booths and food and anything else?
Yes. Well, there's music for sure. That's going to be going on. So I'll see. Technically, we have the same budget as last year, so we shouldn't have less on there. But it all depends on sometimes people show up and prepare activities. Eh? So I compare it quite often to Square Queen. Eh? We get a lot of activities there, and sometimes people show up and they create another activity. Eh? So especially non-profit organization, they usually get involved and they have these activities going on. You know, I could cite an example. Lennoxville Library is usually very much involved. They get their book sale and stuff like that, and they usually have stuff for kids. And I think they enjoy that.
Mm-hmm. They do a great job. They really do. Okay, so volunteers for the different committees, and do you also need volunteers for the day of?
Absolutely. Yep. Security. You know, people at the streets, stopping cars from going by. That's important.
Okay. So if you want to be a volunteer, who do you get in touch with and how do you go about this?
Well, you can send, I left the information on my Facebook there.
Mm-hmm. If anybody goes to Claude Chanron, your Facebook page,
you could send me an email or call me and I'll refer you. Yeah.
Okay. Do you have your email handy?
Yeah, it's Claude.Chanron.
Okay.
At lennoxville.qc.ca. That's right.
Okay, that's great. And your Facebook is open to the public, so somebody can get some information there. You always have a lot of good information. Yeah, you always have a lot of good information about what's going on, too.
Well, that's what I keep on trying to do, yeah. But there's also the Facebook for Friendship Day, too, right? You can access that, and they may eventually put more information on there.
Okay. Good. Mm-hmm. Now, if somebody wants to participate, if they want to have a booth or something like that, go to the Facebook page for Friendship Day?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Do you know how much the cost is for having a booth, anything like that?
It's not expensive. I think I don't want to put a number though, but it's not expensive.
Okay, not expensive.
I'm not really part of the committee. I'm just helping, you know, to get some volunteers and stuff like that. And I already got quite a few, so it's working good.
Oh, good. You've got some volunteers already. Okay, that's great. Okay. Yeah. What else do you want to mention about Friendship Day 2024? Anything else that we should know?
Hope for the weather.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the weather.
We've been lucky for years, with Friendship Day. So we'll just cross our fingers that just lay the eclipse this week. Have a nice day.
Well, people really love Friendship Day, and I think they'll come out whether it's rain or shine because it's just it's just such a festive day, a great day to see your friends and meet new ones and see a lot of interesting things and have some great food. So it starts in the morning at what time?
It starts at 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock, and it goes on?
Yeah, up to 4 o'clock, to 3, 4 o'clock, yeah.
Okay, so that's a full day, and there's something for everybody in the family.
Yeah. Well, you know, I go there and I talk to a lot of people, and I think that's a big deal. And people go there to mingle, and that's what happens.
Okay. So last year was the first year after a couple of years of the COVID?
Yeah, well, we had it previously or before, too, so that it was smaller, though. It was like a restart, so it wasn't very, very big. But the last year was really nice. We had a big turnout. It was good.
Good. That's wonderful. Okay. Well, thank you very much, Claude, and all the luck on finding some volunteers and really looking forward to Friendship Day 2024.
It's positive. Thank you.
Thanks again.
Bye.
Jolene, 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 for my man, Jolene, 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 don't take the chance because you think you can. You're beautiful beyond compare, takes more than beauty and seductive stares to come between a family and a happy man. The games you play are nothing new, so you don't want no heat with me, Jolene. We've been deep in love for 20 years. I raised that man, I raised his kids. I know my man better than he knows himself. I can easily understand why you're attracted to my man, but you don't want this smoke, so shoot your shot with someone else. Louisiana. Don't try me. There's a thousand girls in every room.
cause I hate to have to act a fool. Your peace depends on how you move, Jolene. Me and my men cross those valleys, highs and lows and everything between. Could be rolling like tumbling weeds. I sleep good, happy, cause you came to God by what planted seeds. I know my man's gonna stand by. So breeze
across those valleys, highs and lows and everything between. The knees rolling like tumbling weeds. Good and happy,
came to God and planted seed. Jolene, 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 Jolene.
Mama stand by her, she gon' stand by
me, Jolene.
And that was another song off Beyoncé's latest album called Country Carter, and this song is called Jolene. And next up, we have some health news here on the Townships at 12. And today, our health news is from the Mayo Clinic. How often should you wash your hair? To shampoo or not to shampoo? That might be your question each time you head into the shower. Dr. Don Davis, a Mayo Clinic dermatologist, says, when it comes to the scalp and the hair, there's a new trend online where shampooing less is preferred. Here's what she would like you to consider when it comes time to washing your hair. In the shower, you may be rinsing off the day's stresses, but when it comes to washing your hair, how often should you lather up? We often think about shampooing as being beneficial for the hair, but we forget that we also have to address the scalp as well, says Dr. Davis. She says if you don't regularly shampoo your hair, it's difficult for your scalp to get clean. And that can lead to the buildup of dead skin and oil residue on the scalp, which can lead to dermatitis or dandruff and be quite uncomfortable and itchy, she says. Everyone's hair texture is different and needs are different. However, there are some guidelines to consider when it comes time to wash your hair. For people of color, the typical recommended shampooing regimen is once to twice a week, separated by a couple of days, so there's not dryness if you shampoo day to day, said Dr. Davis. And for people who are not skin of color, we recommend shampooing every second or third day at a minimum. And some patients can shampoo up to daily. It just depends on whether their hair needs cleaning and or their scalp needs cleansing. For those with conditions like dandruff, a different approach to hair hygiene may be needed. Dandruff is the most common form of dermatitis, appearing as flaky skin on the scalp without severe redness or irritation. It typically can be managed with regular use of a gentle or medicated shampoo to reduce oil and skin cell buildup. And that's our health news today. It's from Mayo Clinic here on the Townships at 12.
Smooth out the lines on my face in the mirror and think about where I'm gonna go. Put on my red lipstick like a hero and swallow the fear down my throat. There's all music playing, I can hear my friends saying, this dance, I can still, it's time to go. So I put on those old heel boots, they've been waiting at the bottom of the closet low. I can't behave, but I don't wanna be alone. But you kept me waiting, now I'm never ever going home, never going home.
like to thank my guest today, John Page from Vallastry Ford in Sherbrooke, for telling us all about cars, and also Claude Charron, president of the Borough of Lennoxville, talking to us about volunteers needed for the Friendship Day 2024. We heard a song from Maggie Rogers, Never Going Home, and we'll close out today's show with a song from Tyler Hubbard. The song is called 73 Beetle. Thanks very much for listening, and have a great afternoon.
Well, I remember stalling out in the driveway, just learning how to work a clutch and ease out on the gas. It wasn't much to talk about, all dented up and broken down, but I was still the wide-eyed boy, just proud of what I had. When I turned 14 and Daddy told me that we could make it mine, and him would make her shine, that good old 73 Volkswagen Beetle, the one that me and my old man always dreamed about. There in that passenger seat, I can always see I roll the windows down and dig a long way to the house, 'cause there's no place that I'd rather be. Volkswagen Beetle, and that Volkswagen Beetle, yeah. Yeah, a bunch of time and money spent, and somehow we just never did finish that old hot rod up while we had the chance. 'Cause I moved out and life moved on. Next thing I knew, my daddy gone. On to be with Jesus, it was hard to understand just what the hours spent in that garage mean to me. Now every Sunday chance I get, I ride around and sing in that good old 73 Volkswagen Beetle, the one that me and my old man always dreamed about. There in that passenger seat, I can always see I roll the windows down and dig a long way to the house, 'cause there's no place that I'd rather be than driving that 73 Volkswagen Beetle. And that Volkswagen Beetle, yeah. Now I got myself a couple of boys of my own. Good old 73 Volkswagen Beetle, the one that me and my old man always dreamed about. There in that passenger seat, I can always see